Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. We are now on the penultimate podcast of Masechet Gittin in the Mishnah and Daf Pei Chet Amud Bet, in the ninth parak, Get Me'useh B'Yisrael Kasher Uv'Ovdei Kochavim Pasul. Famous case of the Get Me'useh, the forced get, which is done in a, this is the middle, by the way, of parak of Mishnah Chet. A get mu'useh is a coerced get, something that we dealt with a lot in Ketubot, different cases where a man can be forced to give a get. But if it's forced in a Beit Din Shel Yisrael, then it's kosher. But Ovdei Kochavim, but if it's coerced in a non-Jewish court, it's pasul. This is a very practical matter that's come up to the issue of the New York get, state get law, etc. Well, of the kochavim, but in a non-Jewish court, there still is a way for it to work. Chovtino tov amim lo, asem ash Yisrael amim lecha, then kasher. If in a non-Jewish court they hurt him, they coerce him, whatever they do, and they tell him, do what the Jewish court is telling you, and does it, then he's kasher. There's a very famous Rambam at the end of Perek Bet of Hilchot Megerushin Halacha Chaf, where he goes through the explanation of why a get mu'useh would be kasher at all. After all, a person can only divorce willingly. How can you call it willingly when they've got pretty much a gun to his head? And he says, okay. And the Rambam has his famous explanation there, and take a look at the Or Sameach there for interesting reading. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Shmuel. So Shmuel says, get mu'useh b'Yisrael. He creates a different kind of a hierarchy or a chart. Get mu'useh b'Yisrael, kedin kasher. If a Jewish court forces somebody to give a get, and it's properly done, meaning it's a case where you really do have to force somebody, like mumim or moreid, etc., then it's kasher. Shelo kadin, if they forced him, but they weren't supposed to, or they do it inappropriately, then pasul and posel. It's a get pasul, but nonetheless she's psula la kahuna. In other words, it's enough of a get to make a psula kahuna. Of the kochavim in a non-Jewish court, kedin, if it's done properly, meaning it's a case where he really, according to halacha, has to get divorced, pasul posel, it goes to the second level. It's not valid, as the Mishnah said, but nonetheless it's posel kohuna. Shelo kedin afilu reacha get ein bo. But if the non-Jewish court forces him to give a get for reasons that are of their own making and not our halachic reasons, then it's nothing and she's not in psul kohuna. Now, manafshach, why is this the case? One way or the other. E of the kochavim b'nei asu yeninu, if you consider a non-Jewish court available or accessible to isui haget, to forcing a get, then the gittin should be good. So if, as we assume, that they are not b'nei asuye, they're not in the parsha of isui haget, then mifsalo b'lifsal, their gittin should not have any effect. If they force a get, even though it's in the proper circumstances, it should not pasal or lakuna. So Rav Shashai says something here, and the first take on it is so bizarre. He says, Dvar Torah, get mu'useh of the kochavim kasher. Really, midot right, a forced get in a non-Jewish court is valid. Why did the Mishnah say that it's pasul? So it took all achad v'achad, olechad v'tolatzman ba'ov de kochavim. That we shouldn't have a woman who's unhappy with her marriage go to the non-Jewish court and maybe associate herself with a non-Jewish man in order to have him go to the court and have them force it, and the chil Hashem involved is terrible. Afkat atzma miyad balan, that's how she'll get out of her marriage. So we hachi shelo kedina filu recha get ein bo. If that's the case, then if the ovde kochavim, which you claim essentially have the ability to do isui, if they did isui, but it was in a case where you were not allowed to do it, why did Shmuel say that it doesn't even have recha get? Have a shelo kedina ki Yisrael. It should be parallel to Yisrael, which means just like a Beit Din Shel Yisrael that inappropriately forces a get, it's a get posel about posel lakuna. Same thing with a goyish. So the goyish court's inappropriate forcing should lead to psulakun. That statement of Rav Shashai, the way we recorded it, is an error. Maybe he never said it, in other words. Time out, what's the real reason? We all understand that in a non-Jewish court, their coercion is meaningless. However, doing it kedin, b'chedin b'Yisrael michlaf, that we could confuse. So if we saw a non-Jewish court forcing a get in appropriate circumstances, and we said then afterwards, it's nothing, and she's kshera l'kahuna, which is really what the halacha should be, then the next time we'll see that if a Jewish court forces them, we'll say, I know that that's not a valid get at all, and she's kshera l'kahuna, she's not really divorced. But shalokadin mechadin Yisrael lo michlif. But if you saw a circumstance where a non-Jewish court were forcing them for their own reasons, that has nothing to do with halacha, you would never confuse that with a Jewish court forcing appropriately. Therefore, there's no reason, if a non-Jewish court coerces a get based on their own considerations, that we should call it posel lakuna. Abaye ashkachal Rav Yosef diyatev kamaase agiti. Abaye found his Rebbe Rav Yosef coercing gittin. Amar lev hanan had yotatan, and we are not smuchim. We do not have smicha. V'hatanya hayar v'tar from Omer. Kol makom shatam motzei aguriyot shel ovdei kochavim. Anytime you find courts of the non-Jews, al bishu dinam kedinei Yisrael. This is leading up to where we need to get to. Even though they do things exactly according to our laws, you're not allowed to go use those courts. Shenamar ve'ela mishpatim ashtasim lifnehem. Hashem says to Moshe, these are the laws you put before them. Lifnehem v'lo lifnei ovdei kochavim, and not before non-Jews. Davar acher, this is the part we care about. Lifnehem v'lo lifnei hadyotot, meaning in our sugya, we care about this. Lifnehem v'lo lifnei hadyotot, it has to be in front of smuchim, like Moshe and Aaron. So Amar Leh, so what do Rav Yosef answer? So it means, how can you do isui haget? It has to be done with smuchim. So Amar Leh, anan shlichu tayu kavdin, and the answer is, we are continuing the agency, as it were, of the earlier batei din that were mumchim. Just like we adjudicate cases of loans and of admissions of financial obligation, etc. So therefore, we're continuing their shlichut, and that's how we do isui. So why don't we rule on battery and on knasot and on gzeil, etc.? And they don't in Bavel. The answer is, we only follow their agency of the earlier courts and continue it in things that are common. That we don't do. And therefore, Yisrei Get, which evidently was common enough, they continue. And certainly Halvot, which are very common, they continue. Things like Gzeilot and Chavalot, which are uncommon, they said that's only for Mumchim. Okay, the next Mishnah, Yatzah Shema Ba'ir Mekudeshet. If the word went out that a woman was Mekudeshet, Harezu Mekudeshet, we regard her as Mekudeshet. This is very strange, we'll have to fix it. Megureshet, Harezu Megureshet. If the word goes out that she's Megureshet, we say she's Megureshet, which sounds like if she's married to a Kohen, and the word goes out that she's a Grusha, we make him divorce her, and we call the kids Chalalim, etc. We're not going to go that far, that's what it sounds like. As long as there's no valid explanation for why that rumor is out there, and nonetheless why it's not true. So, what's an example of an explanation? So, Giresh Ish Ploni Et Ishto Al Tanai. If they say the man divorced his wife on condition, and she didn't fulfill the condition. Or Zarakla Kiddushah, so I carve law, so I carve law. He threw the condition to her, but we don't know that it got close enough to it. Zui Amatla. In other words, the word goes out, the rumor goes out, she's married. She's Mekudeshet. And the story goes, he threw Kedushin to her. She says, yeah, he threw them, but they didn't get close enough to me. They were closer to him, or I couldn't watch them, or whatever it is. And then subsequently, I changed my mind, so there is no Kedushin. That's an amatla. She has an explanation that confirms the rumor, and nonetheless, does not confirm the conclusion of the rumor. Now, the Gemara immediately asks, Vasvinan la Gavra, are we going to prohibit her on her husband? Based on her husband, let's say, is a Kohen, based on the word that she's either Mekudeshet to somebody else, or, right, Vahamar Avashi, call it Avat Nisuin, Lachashinim Le, we've already seen this before. Avashi says, any call that comes out about a woman after she's already married, we pay no attention to. So, Hachikamar, Yatzashma Be'ir Mekudeshet, or is Mekudeshet? The answer is, read the Mishnah more carefully. If the rumor goes out that she's Mekudeshet, and we say, okay, she's Mekudeshet. Mekudeshet umegureshet, if we knew nothing about her, and then the word goes out that she's Mekudeshet and divorced, then she has the status of divorce, my time, a kol v'shovar oimo. Because the rumor and its reparation, if you will, came together. It's kind of like Pesha Asar. It's the same source that we have that says she was Mekudeshet, also saying she's Megureshet. So in other words, if we independently knew she was Mekudeshet, Megureshet wouldn't mean anything unless we had Enim. Let's say the word goes out not that she married somebody or divorced, but that she's sleeping around. We pay no attention to it. My taima, people saw her doing things that were a little bit loose, and then their tongues wagged, and we don't have to then confirm the next step. Now this is all based on the following. Katanoi. Achla bashuk, girgara bashuk, hinika bashuk. If she did things out in public that are inappropriate, B'chon Rameir Omer Tetzei. Rameir says in every case, Tetzei, we see inappropriate behavior, we have to assume the worst, and Tetzei Mibala. Rekiva Omer Mishis Uvit Nuba Mozrot Balvana. This we had in Sota. We don't do that until we know that the women are regularly talking about the affair that she's having, and then that's good enough confirmation. No woman could ever stay with her husband, because women do things, people misunderstand and people talk. What does the Torah say about divorce? Again, davar davar. Malalan davar barur, just like in Shnayim Edim, Shlosha Edim, it's a clear thing. Hafkan davar barur. So therefore, evat davar can't be rumors and suspicions and circumstances, but davar barur. Okay, Tana Rabbanan bi'ula. So therefore, Rav is ruling that Yatzal Hashem Mizana Ba'ir in Choshin La is based on the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Tana Rabbanan bi'ula in Choshin La. If the rumor goes out that she was a bi'ula before she got married, we pay no attention. Nesua in Choshin La. Word goes out she's married. Arusa in Choshin La. We don't pay no attention to that. Shelo Liploni in Choshin La. Meaning that she's getting married to somebody. The rumor is she's married to somebody, we don't know who it is. Be'ir acheret in Choshin La. We heard say she went to another city to get married. We pay no attention. We don't change her status, the way we regard her, only based on that. Mamzeret in Choshin La. The rumor she's a mamzeret, we pay no attention. Shifcha in Choshin La. Again, if people say she's really a shifcha, we pay no attention. Hikdish plodin achasav, if the rumor goes out that some guy was makdish all of his property, we pay no attention. Hifkir plodin achasav in Choshin La. Basically, we're crushing all rumors here. Now, Amar Ula, lo shesham u kol havara. Ula says that even when we say Mekudeshet is a valid rumor, that's not because you just heard people say it. Ela Kadeshi, Nurot Tokot, Mitot Mutsaot, there's a party going on, there's lanterns lit, there's a table set, the bed set up for eating. People coming in and out, saying, ah, Plonit's marrying today. That's good enough circumstantial evidence. Mit Kadeshet, what do you mean she's going to get married? Maybe she won't go through with it. So I'm a plonit nid kadsha hayom. And as they come out of this party and say, ah, ploni got married today. Plonit. Chen tani levi lo shishmu kol havara, ela kadeshu nerot, okor mitot mutsaot, and shim tovot laor haner. And women are spinning by the candles. Usmechot, usmechot la, and they're rejoicing with her. Vamor plonit nid kadeshat hayom. A mikadesh vim lo yaktasham, a papa, I'm a plonit nid kadsha hayom. Again, they report, plonit got married today. Alright, so again, even the rumor that we're going to pay any attention to is only based on lots of circumstantial evidence that supports it. And only if they come into the party and say something. If they say nothing, then that's your amatla. Now, lo amru, v'halo amru v'lo klum. What do you mean? They didn't say anything. So we'll see this in the beginning of the next podcast. The Rabbah Bar Avuna says an amatla can come even 10 days later to explain away what happened. Kamash Malan, he says, it's only if they come out of the party and say nothing, that's your amatla. Saying, yeah, there was a party, but it didn't happen, or some other party. But they come out and say, then there is no amatla. Even though 10 days later or a few days later something can happen, we reject that. Say the amatla has to be simultaneously with the call. Again, they say, where does Ploni know this from? Me Ploni. Uponi and Ploni. You know, they have sort of a chain of information. And they check it out and they come to the guy who says, yeah, I was at the party and I saw her get married and I told him and that's how we find out about it. Then it's not a call anymore. If the guy comes and says, yeah, I was at the wedding. Al-ki'ata Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, it's as follows. Rav Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Lo Shemu Kol Vara, El-kadei Shemu Ploni Mehechan Shema, Mi Ploni, Uploni Ploni, V'alchu Lam Dinat Hayam. They quote somebody as having told them that there was a wedding and those guys are gone. Otherwise, we check out with these guys, now we have testimony. All right, so that's what's considered to be a good enough call. Either people are walking out of a big party and saying, Ploni Kad Shayom, or else that people say, I heard it from Ploni, he heard it from Ploni, and we have a direct chain that's very clear about who our source of information from, but they're not around. I'm going to bother Rav Yosef. Vatlinan kola olam vatlinan. What if a rumor comes out? Do we quash it or not? So I'm going to lay me the Amar Rav Chista, Chishmu, Pi Haksherim. Rav Chista said, you have to hear the rumor from Ksherim. Shmaminam about linen kolas. Obviously, if you just hear a rumor, you quash it. So Amar le Adarabba, why? I said the opposite is me. Amar Rav Sheisha, afilu ipinoshim have a call. Even if you hear it from women, that's also a call. Shmaminam about linen kolas. When you have people talking about it, you pay attention to it. You don't quash it. So Amar le, so his answer was Atarvata ninhu. There are different places. Besur mavatli kolas in Surah. Rav's town, they quash a call. Nahardea, lo mavatli kola. Here in Nahardea, we don't. Evidently, they know certain towns, people's tongues wag, and other towns, people are very careful, and they only talk if it's something that there's really good evidence to. Hahida nafak ala kola di'ikta shala varbe Rav. There was rumors about a woman that she'd been mikadesha to a Talmud. Atir Rav Chama lavua. So Rav Chama brought her father. Amarle, emale hechi avda yuvda. He said, what really happened? Amarle, al tanai kaddish. The guy was mikadesh or al tanai. I died to the Ozel of Bechoza, right? That he won't go to Bechoza. For Ozel, in the end, he went, which means there's no Kiddushin. Well, they came in to be eaten at the Have Kol, the Have Amatla, since the Amatla did not happen at the time of the call. Because we said the Amatla was a date later when the guy went to this Bechoza. I've called Kunach the Mechazkat Amatla. You can't claim it as an Amatla. But now we have an opposite case, so therefore we say she is Mekudeshet. There was a word that she, the rumor that she was mitkadesh, it was some very cheap thing, in this particular place. What do we do with this rumor? Even the ones who say we don't cancel a kwasha call, here we do. Why? Because what's going to happen if we announce she's not Mekudesh? People are going to come to the conclusion of saying, Inu Bahu Rabbanu Mekidushev, Lohama Shavapruta. Everybody knew it was a cheap thing. The Rabbanu looked into it and saw it wasn't enough. It wasn't a Shavapruta. In other words, our concern is, are people going to say, oh, she's married, and then she's not married anymore? But here they'll understand that the marriage itself was suspect, and the rabbis must have looked into it. They must have come to the conclusion that it was no marriage. Haydenafek alakala deikdusha lechad mibnei plonya. The story that she was engaged, she was betrothed to one member of a family. They didn't say which one. Rava said the same thing as Abai. Even those who say you don't mevatel kol, b'ham vatlinu kola. Here we have an easy way to do it. Why? They looked into it. They found out that the one she was mekadesh to was a cotton, and that everybody can understand. And people aren't going to say, oh, they just canceled kiddushin. They say it turned out to be no good kiddushin. There was rumors that a woman had been kadesh to a cotton who looked old. Rav Mordechai Ravashi, Havei Uvda, Ve'amru, Adayin Lo'igia Le'Plagot Ruvain. It turned out that he had not yet reached the level of what we call Plagot Ruvain, the members of Ruvain's tribe who were shepherds. Shemar Plagot Ruvain Gedolim Chikre Lev. Ravashi, Kumar En Chochma, So in other words, even though the guy is tall, doesn't yet have chikre lev. He's not yet sharp and smart. So we know that these kiddushin are good, and people will understand that. Okay, we'll pause at this point, even though we're in the middle of a piece, and in the final podcast of Masechet Gittin, which we'll do a little bit later, we will investigate the issue of Amatla and then take a look at the final Mishnah in Masechet Gittin. Everyone should have a wonderful day.